Welcome to What's the Answer, a live call-in talk show that will answer your questions concerning life issues based on the Word of God.
In these economic times, am I really supposed to tithe?
Is Jesus really coming back?
Okay, I'm single. How does God expect me to make it alone when everyone I know seems to have someone?
What does God expect from me?
Is your life full of challenges and you need some real answers? What's the Answer? A live call-in talk show with Pastor Michael Thomas of the Love and Faith Christian Fellowship Church in Greensboro.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Welcome to What's the Answer, your live call-in Christian talk show. I'm your host, I'm Bishop Michael Thomas. Of course, I'm Bishop of Good Shepherds Fellowship International as well as Love and Faith Christian Fellowship. My co-hosts are Bishop Leroy George. He's pastor of Wonderful Church in Greensboro, Open Door Fellowship, and Pastor Daryl Beatty, who also pastors a wonderful church in McLeansville, Word of Faith Christian Fellowship. Our sponsor is Love and Faith Christian Fellowship, and we're located at 4344 Blackberry Road in Greensboro and 521 Cinema Drive in Kernersville. We're a church in two locations. Love and Faith Christian Fellowship is the ministry where Jesus Christ is Lord and the people are loved. Of course, you can reach us at Love and Faith Christian Fellowship at 336-632-0205, 336-632-0205, or you can visit us on the web at www.loveandfaith.org. And again, that's www.org. If you're calling from anywhere in the Piedmont Tri-Area, if you're calling from anywhere in the state of North Carolina, calling from anywhere, of course, in the United States, if you're calling from anywhere in the world, you can reach us right here in the studio at 336-387-0562. You can also visit us by the way of social media. Of course, we're on live streaming, Love and Faith Radio, or of course, Facebook, Love and Faith Radio. At Twitter or X is at Love Faith Radio. Instagram, Love and Faith Radio, as well as YouTube, Love and Faith Radio. And again, you can join us today. What a joy, what a pleasure it is to be back on air together. And again, God bless you for being with us. I want to thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for those who are joining us on social media. Sister Jane Austin, I call her my cousin. Sister Smith, God bless you. Sister Dalton, God bless you. Sister Wright, God bless you. Brother Michael, Michael Smith, God bless you. Sister Jordan, God bless you. Sister Howell, God bless you. Sister, all of you that are joining us again, and by the way of social media, what a joy, what a pleasure it is to have you today. And then those of you, Sister Williams, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for being part of our live call-in talk show today. And again, you know, we've been doing this for a number of years now, over 20 years. And I'm telling you, God has been very, very faithful. God's been good. You know, we often say it this way, God's good all the time. And all the time, God's good. I know today you're going to be blessed. Unfortunately, today, Bishop Beatty is not with us, but Bishop George and myself are here and the team. Their team is here, and we're ready to do What's the Answer again, your live call-in Christians talk show. We are live today, and it's just good to be in the studio. Bishop George, how are you doing today, my friend?
Doing fine, Bishop Thomas, and to the absence of Bishop Beatty, and to our technicians right here in the studio, and the technicians in Winston-Salem. And to all of our radio listeners, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. It's good to be in on What's the Answer this morning. God's been good to us all this week. We thank God for the privilege of just allowing the Lord to give us this time, this hour to speak to the body of Christ. One time we started with 15 minutes,
yeah,
and now God is allowed it to be expanded to a whole hour. Yeah. God is so good to us. One thing about the Lord, He remains faithful. I praise the Lord for Bishop Thomas and all the things. And I want to give a shout out, if you don't mind, to Love and Faith Ministries for how they keep the ministry going by their support, not only spiritually, but financially. And I think it's just good to have that be mentioned. Amen. You know, because sometimes you get on some of these programs and they're talking more about how to raise money instead of talking about the word of the Lord. So I want to say a shout out to Love and Faith and to all of you. We have a tremendous subject today. Call someone. Let them know that What's the Answer is on the air.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. And again, you know, Love and Faith Christian Fellowship, yeah, they're the ones that financially support us. We never beg for money. We never ask for any money. They've given us the privilege that we could just come on air and do ministry. And for that, we're very, very, very thankful. Of course, it's been like this for over the 20-some years we've been on the air.
Yeah.
We've never asked, come on, please give us, you know, God has abundantly supplied all of our needs. And so for that, we're very thankful. And we're thankful to you, those who listen. There have been many people, you know, I was talking to someone just recently, and they know, a couple of people told me that they own their job, so they can't, they're watching, but they can't let that, you know, them know. So I'm thankful for that. And then someone told me, I listen all the time. I don't say anything, but I'm just glad to know that you're there. There are those of you that are watching. By the way, I remember that you remember this, Bishop, when we first started, you couldn't watch.
That's
you could
right.
only hear. We only had that, as you said, 15 minutes. And then now we got technology, and we got some very exciting news coming up very soon in the next few months, and things that are happening even while we speak, that God has just opened up doors for us. And for that, we're very, very thankful. But Bishop Beatty is not here. And, you know, he would say, call a neighbor, call a friend, and also go call an enemy.
Yeah.
Let them know that What's the Answer is on the air. And he would say, push that share button, those of you that know all of that about technology. So it is such a pleasure, such a joy to be on the air today. Well, Bishop, you have the scripture for today.
Yes, sir. Our scripture today comes from the book of Philippians, the first chapter and the sixth verse. It says, be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Wow, that word, being confident, really means being convinced. Today we're talking about, are you convinced? Are you convinced that he who started that work in you will bring it to a place of completion? And now I got to tell you, I'm convinced.
I'm convinced.
I started this journey in 1974. Most of you have heard that story, but I went to a little church in San Antonio, Texas, 817 Howard Street, and went in one way and came out by hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Most of us know this, but we're not saved by good works. You know, in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8-9, talks about by grace we're saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. But salvation is really the good work of God, and it's the work that he does in us when we trust in his dear son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Philippians 2, the second chapter, verses 12-13, we are told that God continues to work in us through his spirit. There's a work that God started, and one of the reasons I brought up 817 Iowa Street, because that was the beginning of my journey as a born-again believer. Now, thank God for good parents who raised me in church. They made us go, thank God. I had some parents that had some sense. Even back then in the 60s and the 70s, you know, it was rough time. Every time is rough. Whatever season, whatever year you're born, it's been rough. I mean, because sin is still in the world.
Amen.
But they had enough sense to know that a wholesome place for us to be was in the house of God. Now, that don't mean everything was going right. You know, we always had people in church sinning. So I don't know why people are so, we've had all that stuff, man. However, we're also in wholesome places. And so, but we're not saved by good works. We're saved by the grace and mercies of God. And so God continues to do his work through us. He started that work in 1974 when I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I often said this way, I was saved in 1974, that Sunday night, I was saved. I am being saved and I shall be saved. That's the progressive work of the Holy Spirit. Let me put it this way. The work of God, salvation includes three folds. Number one is the work that God does for us. And what is that? That he is the author of my salvation. So he does that for me. He died. We just celebrated Easter, where he died for our sin. And then the work that God does in us is called sanctification. That's the progressive work. That's when I said I was saved. Now I'm also being saved because, you know, my mind has to be renewed. Not, you know, I often said, I said it Sunday, nobody can lay hands on you, blow on you, spit on you, you fall out and you come up, and then your mind is renewed until you go to heaven, unless you're going to go that day. There is a progressive work that my mind must continually be renewed with the word of God. So I am saved. I am being saved. That's called sanctification, which means to set apart. The Holy Spirit is working on me. And then the third part of all of this is the work that God does through me called service. God, listen, I'm not saved by works, but after I am saved, God expects for me to work. He did not save you or me to just to go to heaven. He didn't save us just to sit on our rusty dusty. And so when we look at this in Philippians, I am convinced that he who started the work on me will complete. That word complete means he will fulfill it, notice, until the day of Jesus Christ. And so one of the things that we must understand is that the work will continue until we see Jesus, you know, unless you stop it. Now, you can stop the work, but God is committed to bringing that work to completion.
Yeah.
If I let him work on me, and let me tell you, he will work on you if you let him work. Let me tell you, I've been saved now, 74. This year is 2024, and I've been saved about 50 years, almost 50 years. And I'm telling you, I have not crossed every T. I have not dotted every I. I have not done everything well, but I'm telling you, he's still working on me. And
yeah.
I know that I'm saved because God, the Holy Spirit, is still working on me. Now, if he's not working on you, if you've been saved in the last few months, he hasn't been bringing correction in your life, he's not been dealing with you, I don't know if you're saved, because he has progressively been doing the work in my life, because I am. I'm saved. I am being saved. I'm being sanctified, and I shall be saved. In other words, that when God called me, when he started that work in me in 1974, he has been progressively working on me. And I'm telling you, there's been some times when I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, it hurts. But whom God loves, the Bible says, he chastised. So there's been a progressive work in Mike Thomas's life. So I'm convinced. He wouldn't be working on me if he's not bringing me to a place of completion. If he's not working on you, then you better check your salvation. But it's been almost 50 years now that has been a progressive work. I am convinced that he who started this work in Mike Thomas's life, he would bring it to fulfillment. He would bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ.
Well, amen. We thank God for the subject today. Thank God for Bishop Thomas, who preached the whole. But you know, when I think about the being convinced, I thought about, and you said something very important, Bishop. You talked about being a progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I sense that when you're convinced, you got to be totally surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you got to first seek his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And when you seek his kingdom and his righteousness, you'll find him. And we're in a place now to be convinced that I am totally convinced, because God is not a man that would lie. Once the Lord says something, we can know that he will do it, because he's not a man that would lie. And I thought about this, that when we got saved, we were born again, the Holy Spirit came in and sealed our lives. And he sealed us to the point of where that if we're just, as Bishop was saying, if we just let the Holy Spirit have complete control, the work will not be stopped, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's why it's so important to every believer to understand that we have a responsibility to yield to what the Holy Spirit says. And he said it so many times over the years that you got to know his voice. And you got to know when he's telling you to do something and immediately do it. Amen. And even if we don't cross every T and we have not crossed dot every I, one thing we do know, that he said he won't leave us because we've been sealed to the day of redemption. All we have to learn how to do is continue to yield to him. And then understand this. We got to let the Lord allow to develop faith in us, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when we think about this, you start walking by faith and you submit and you surrender to him. The work will be finished because God said it would be. And I, you know what? When you get to that place, your dependency goes completely on the Lord. You stop trying to depend on yourself, but you begin to depend totally on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know we can have that confidence that God's going to finish the work in us.
Amen, Bishop. Of course, today we're talking about, are you convinced? And I got to tell you, I am convinced that he who Amen. Started the work in me shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And of course, thank you, Sister Isley, for joining us. Brother Smith, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. All of you who join us by social media as well as by radio. You know, I was just thinking when you were talking, Bishop, that there were many opportunities if God was not going to complete the work. There were times when he should have given up on me, in my opinion, you know, because I've not done everything right. I've not crossed every T. I know most of you have, but I have not in these 50 years of me walking with God. But he did not give up on Mike Thomas. He said, listen, man, I started this work. And if you would stay in it, if you would stay committed, and if you, I was looking at the scripture, I think it's Isaiah, the first chapter, I think verse number like 19, if you'll be willing and obedient,
yeah,
you shall eat the good of the land. So another part of this is you walking in obedience, that you must not just hear it, but you also must walk in obedience to when he brings correction into your life, when he deals with you by situations. Again, you know, this walk has been, I am saved, I'm being saved, I shall be saved. But he started that work. And if God was going to give up on me, Mike Thomas, he had other opportunities to do it. I can go back. I can call some stuff up right now, man, right after I got saved, that if I, you know, God could have said, you know what, Mike, you're too much trouble.
Yeah.
You know, but notice, he said, no, I got need of you. Let me clean you up. And it was a process. It did, you know, I don't know why. Yes, I was saved immediately. When I repented of my sins, when I received the gift of salvation, immediately my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But I had to walk it out. And see, that's some of the things that I think we forget in church, that I wasn't an instant saint overnight. Even Amen. Though in God's eyesight, I was saved. However, there are some things that I had to walk out. You know, I had to work out in my life. I had to work out my soul salvation with fear and trembling. Yeah. I had to walk this stuff out. And so thank God for his patience. Thank God for his love and kindness, his mercy, his grace that was released into my life. Yeah. And thank God for the Holy Spirit, who also would encourage me, keep on going. You know, I remember one time right after I gotten saved in Texas, and I said this, I saw it on a telecast just a few weeks ago, that, you know, we come on 5 days a week, 6 days a week now, and that I think about it. But I was looking at it and I thought, yeah, I remember that. I remember when I first got saved, that I would almost just said, you know, I'm not going to walk this out. There were some people that I think sometimes people can see God's hand on you better than you can. And they were somebody in our church at that time was talking about me. It was a little small church, but I saw it grow to over 2,000. But they were talking about me, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to go to church no more. I'm just going to. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you go to church. I mean, he helped me, and I'm so glad that you know, I toughed it out. I ended up, as a matter of fact, the person who didn't like, I still couldn't figure out why. You can't ever figure out why people like you or don't like you. But what I had to do, I had to love that person. And that's what the Holy Spirit taught me. He taught me that I had to walk in forgiveness, but it was a process. But thanks be unto God that God did not give up on me. I am convinced that if God wanted to give up on me, he had some ever rights to do that, because I did some crazy. I mean, when I first got saved, there were some things that I did that God could have easily said, you know what, Mike,
I'm done
with you. It's just, you know, you need a whole lot of help, boy. But I'm glad that I love Psalms 46:1. God is my refuge and strength. He is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. And so I'm convinced that he who begun the good work in Mike Thomas will bring it to a place of conviction.
You know, when you were talking, I thought about the everlasting love of God. God's love is so everlasting, and that he sent his only son to die for our sins. And when I think about the being convinced, I thought about the scripture in St. John, the 14th chapter, and the 26th verse. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." In other words, Jesus knew that for us to be totally convinced, that he gave us a comforter, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit is in us now to give us the energy and the power to do what God has started in us. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very imperative that we understand that God loves us even when we don't even love ourselves, because you're not the only one, Bishop, but all of us have failed at one time, and probably will fail again. But because of the goodness and the love and what God has started, we are his workmanship. Mm-hmm. He's working on us. We got to always remember that we are the clay and he's the potter, and he's going to mold us and make us. As long as we continue to yield and believe what he said he's going to do, It will work out. And you know, sometimes the Lord will even send adversity. Adversities come. Trials will come. Situations will come in our lives that you know you can't handle it. And the only one you have confidence in, knowing that the Lord will work it out. Because all things work to the good who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. His purpose was to see it done in our lives, to see the finished work. And I'm looking forward to that, because even in the winds of adversity, the Lord says, I'm in that too. I'm in every situation, and I will take you through everything that you're going through, because I am God and I'm not a man that lies.
Amen, Bishop. Because, you know, again, I talked about it earlier that, you know, there's threefold work of God, the work that God does for us, so again, salvation.
Yeah.
But then God works, the work that God does in us, which is sanctification. And then the work that God does through us, which is service. And so we're saved to do a work. Now, we're not saved by works, but we're saved. But what God does in order to, the Holy Spirit is there, like you were saying, to cause us to become conformed to the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And part of how he does it is through our works. And that's why when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, we will have no excuse, because what he has done, he has released grace in your life. And that's the spiritual principle of grace, which is God's plan to empower my life. I can't stand before the Lord and say, you know, like the man who he gave one talent, he went and dug it and said, you know, I know that you were, you know, I knew that you were a man that, you know, you did it. And listen, you don't have excuse. He's given you grace to do what he's called you to do. His empowering presence that he's given us to cause us to be what he's created us to be and cause us to do what he's created us to do. So I have the grace of God to help me to do the service, and he helps me with the service. And part of the service is I got to work around other believers, and adversity will come. And that's what you were just saying, Bishop. God will use adversity to cause you and me to become conformed to his image and likeness. And let me tell you this, for those of you that are married, many times God uses our mates.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my. God uses our mates to help us to become conformed to his image and likeness. Amen. Every married person ought to say amen. But that's another story.
That's another one.
But yes, God uses. And so I am convinced that he who has begun the good work in me will perform it, will bring it to pass until the day of Jesus Christ, until we are like him. In 1 John, I think, 1 John, the third chapter, verse number 2, talks about that we shall be like him, for we shall see him for as he is. We shall see him as he is. And listen, we're being conformed by the work of the Holy Spirit. He's conforming us to the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, there are some things we're the clay. He's the potter and we're on the wheel. And he's molding us and shaping us and he's helping us. But the whole thing is I'm convinced that he started the work and he will bring it to completion.
You know, in the middle of the work that the Lord is doing in us, we learn to have a servant's heart. And a servant's heart does not try to get applause or try to be seen. But a servant's heart is at the feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. A servant's heart is that God gets all the glory. What you see is because of what God has done. And you see me walking the right way. You see me talking the right way. Even though at times I did not talk right. I did not walk right. But as you see me, as I in the progression of walking with the Lord and allow him to take control of my life, my heart becomes to the point where a servant's heart, I'm not looking for applause. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking to please the Lord. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm pleasing the Lord, then I have a servant's heart. As long as I'm not only pleasing myself, but I'm pleasing other people. People see my light. People see my salt. People see me working in ministry, not because of me, but because of the heart that the Lord has given me. Because of the process of sanctification, being set apart. Some things I have to learn how to deny myself and take. We have to deny ourselves and take up the cross every day. And it's an everyday process. And it's a thing called sanctification. And that comes out to the bottom line. I give God all the glory.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. So today we're talking about, are you convinced? And I am convinced that he who began the good work. We're going to go to social media. Sister Tendra Howell says, I'm convinced that God is still working on me. I have not arrived and will not arrive until our Almighty One calls me home. In 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Bishop, I'm still under construction. He is directing my path in every area of my life. Amen. Amen. You know, and you just got to stay on the potter's wheel. You know, you just got to stay on. And sometimes it's, I'm telling you, beloved, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's hard. Pastor, you know, but we used to say this, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. It's a wonderful journey. It's a wonderful journey. I look back over 50 years and I see many valleys and hills and trials and tribulations and problems that have come into my life. But all of them, that's why Romans 8:28 is absolutely true. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the God. Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Have you been called according to his purpose? Then God says, I would take those things, even the negative things. Oh, man, I could go through. I could go through and tell you a lot of crazy things that I did, didn't do, or should have done, that the Lord had mercy on this country, boy. I love to talk about my countryness because I'm not ashamed of the countryness that God bought me out of. You know, they said this way, you can take a man out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the man. I'm still got countryness in me. However, I know that I am being conformed. Listen to me, beloved. I am being conformed to the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. I often use this example, you know, as I've gotten older and every now and then, I don't get a chance to do it often. I'm sure we have people that are listening or maybe watching by social media in Mount Gilead, North Carolina. Some of you don't even know where that is, but I'm sure. But there's very few times I've been there that some of the oldies who knew my father, when they see me, they say, boy, you look just like your dad. Now, I think that's a compliment because I think my dad was a good looking guy. Now, that's just my opinion.
Oh, that's all right.
However, that's all right. Yeah. I am being conformed into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. And so at the end of my life, hopefully, you will get there. When I get there, I shouldn't even say hopefully, because he started that work. I would get to the end of Mike Thomas's life, and guess who I'd be looking just like? I'd be looking just like Jesus Christ. You know why? Because he gave me a helper to live with me, to be with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to help me to become conformed to the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I should get to the end of my life. You should get to the end of your life, not looking like the world, not looking like all that stuff out in the world, because everything in the world is temporary. But when I get to the end of my life, I should be looking just like Jesus. And what a joy it is to know that I am being conformed to his image and likeness. Well, we're going to open up the lines. You can call us, of course. Today we're talking about, are you convinced? You can call us here in the studio at 336-387-0562. We're talking about, are you convinced? Are you convinced that, I don't know when you got saved. I don't know when the Lord dealt with you and you surrendered your life, but some of you may have been saved for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or, Hallelujah. You know, whatever the years may be, maybe 5 months or 2 months or 2 weeks. I don't know. But you should be convinced. I am convinced that he who begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced that I am born again, that I was born again so that I could represent the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth ramp. So call us at 336-387-0562, 336-387-0562, or you can join us by live streaming Love and Faith Radio, on Twitter, at Love Faith Radio, Instagram, Love and Faith Radio, YouTube, Love and Faith Radio. You can join us on social media, or you can call us at 336-387-0562, 336-387-0562. And again, we're talking today, are you convinced? Bishop, I'm convinced.
I'm convinced also, because when I think about it, Bishop, and to all of the radio listeners, I think about the love of God. I think about how I know this, that one thing I know that I'm convinced is because when I did fall, mm-hmm. he picked me up. When I said things and done things that are wrong, he was there.
Absolutely.
He never left me. He never left. And that's not only for me. That's for all of the believers.
Yeah.
You have to understand one thing. We have a Heavenly Father who never changes. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And He knew when he made us and when we got called out of darkness that we were going to mess up. He knew that, but he also had a purpose.
Yeah.
And our purpose is to see that work, that the work that he's given us to do is to be that witness for him and to be that shining light for him. Yeah. And it's so important to understand that we have a mentor, our Heavenly Father, who never changes.
Mm.
He keeps on loving us. And you know, sometimes you run into people that hurt you and do things to you. But one thing about the Lord, when he chastises you, it's because he loves you. He wants to bring you right back into the conforming team to be like Jesus. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Not being like Mike. I'm not talking about Bishop Thomas.
That's great.
You know, I'm talking about being like Jesus.
Yeah.
And some people aspire to be like different people. But a believer, the bottom line is our job is to conform, allow the Holy Spirit to conform us to be like Jesus. Because when you be like Jesus, you forgive those who hurt you. Remember when Jesus went on the cross and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know what to do. When you like Jesus, you're able to forgive people. You're able to love the unlovable. You're able to help people who need help. And the only way you can do that is when you know that you've been convinced that God will take care of us in all of the things that we go through.
Amen, Bishop. And of course, today we're talking about, are you convinced? Are you convinced that he who started the work in you? Now, listen, one of the things you got to know about God, he does not start anything that he knows he cannot finish.
Amen.
You know, God is a finisher. Ever since the beginning, he's been the finisher. And so you must be convinced that your walk with him, even though it may have been rocky, you know, you can't be, you know, again, the whole process is that we will become conformed to the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the world and God don't mix, you know, because we got a lot of saints that are are trying to be worldly. And God says, no, 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 no. I've given you the Holy Spirit not to make you worldly, but to make you more Christ-like. And so there are people that he started the work, but they're not allowing him to complete the work. They're just trying to do what they want to do, how they want to do it. And you must, and I must be convinced that he started this work, that he knows what he's doing. You know, God just didn't come on the scene last year. He has been in this business since before the beginning of time. Of course, we know Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I like what Dr. Miles Monroe said one time. He said, there should be a verse before that. Before the beginning began, there was God. And God has been in this business a long, long time. And he knows how to bring you and I to become conformed to his image and likeness. And the world, there's enmity between the spirit and the world. The world don't want you, don't want me to become conformed. When I say the world, I'm talking about the enemy. There's an enemy.
Yeah,
and he wants us to become worldly because he understands that the world being worldly does not cause us to become conformed to his image and likeness. It's amazing to me how worldly the church has become.
Oh, man. How
thinking that we can do anything we want to do, how we want to do it, and God has to accept it. But let me tell you, Almighty God don't have to accept what we give him.
Amen.
We must give him what he wants, and he's very clear in his word what he wants us to do. And he wants us to be led by his Holy Spirit. He wants us to be guided by his Holy Spirit. He wants us to be dependent upon his Holy Spirit as well as his word. So let's go back to Sister Jordan says, and of course you can call us at 336-387-0562, 336-387-0562. Sister Jordan says, yes, Bishop, God is still working in and on me. He sanctifies, consecrates, glorifies, and justifies me daily in him. He is teaching me to serve him always with my spirit man and never by emotions because we all are very flawed humans. Yes, life is filled with trials and tribulations, but with Christ Jesus, I press daily. I am grateful for his daily correction in my life. I forgive and keep moving in this journey called life. Amen. And you know, Sister Jordan, I'm glad you said that because there's a daily correction. You know, a lot of people think that when we went to the moon, when the United States went to the moon, that it was a straight shot. But the scientist says that there was a consistent course correction. And on this way, and I'm glad she said that because there are some people who think that, you know, I've arrived. If you arrive, it's time for you to get out of here. If you arrive, it's time for you to say like Paul, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Now, but listen, it is a course correction. And you have the greatest guider. I have the greatest guider in the universe, and that's none other than he, the Holy Spirit. So there's a consistent course correction that he does in Michael Thomas' life on a daily basis. Daily. It's a daily walk. It's a wonderful journey. It's not a straight shot. It is a daily that the Holy Spirit is helping me to live out this life because Jesus said I needed him.
Yeah.
Jesus said you needed him. And so he, the Holy Spirit, is there to help us. So I'm convinced because he's right there. I think you said it earlier, Bishop. I have been sealed until the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit. The day that I surrendered my life to him, he came. And I love that scripture. I think it's in John the 14th chapter where he says that he will be with you forever. The Holy Spirit has been given to me, not to be taken away. Now, I can grieve him, but what I have to do when I'm grieving him, I repent. I get right back on the course.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, it's a wonderful journey. When I get to the glory, when I get to the end of this life, I will hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Why? Because I allow the Holy Spirit to continue to lead me and to guide me.
You know, the reason why I'm convinced of this, because the Lord... He puts us in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. And why we're in the world is because we are to serve.
Yeah.
And we're to serve other people. I think it's very imperative that we understand that I'm not here just for me, but I'm here for other people, people who are still in darkness. And so I'm at the place now that I understand that service to other people, having a servant's heart, and the only way I'm convinced the only way I can do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that you know, whenever you try to go do it humanly, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Because hate is out there, bigotry is out there, greed is out there, all these negative things out there, and the only way you can become an overcomer is to know that you are convinced that God is on your side. And when you know that the Lord is on your side, it's more than the world against you. In other words, whatever comes against you, you're convinced and you're totally sold out that God's working it out. God's going to do it. And even if the winds blow, it's like the scripture says in St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, I've heard what Jesus said. I'm going to do what he says. And when I do what Jesus says, and I take it into action, then my foundation will be sure.
Amen, Bishop, because, you know, he who begun a good work in me, again, shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I am convinced that he started this work in me again in 1974. Of course, you can call us at 336-387-0562, 336-387-0562. Today we're talking about, are you convinced? Again, I am convinced. And that's why... be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap, if, and that condition is you. The only way that God will stop working is you tell him, you say, I don't want to be conformed. I don't want to. Hey, if you stop it, then okay, the devil can't stop you. I mean, trials and tribulations, they are supposed to come not to stop you, but to help you. And then I quoted it earlier, but Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together. So God takes all those negative things. He takes all those things that should be against me. He takes all those things. And we know that God, all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and of the call. Listen, this life is not about me. And see, that's what you got to realize. I must realize, and one of the challenges that I've learned, Bishop, over the years with saints, they didn't think life is about them. Well, you know, God wants me to be happy. The Bible's never said that God wanted us to be happy. He does want you to be full of joy and peace with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But part of life is not happiness. Jesus said in John 16:33, in this life you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. It's part of life. However, you can have a good journey if I surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And as I journey through life and understand that all the negative things, all the other things will work together for my good. They're working for my good. They're working for your good. For those of you who, if you love the Lord and the Bible says, are called according to his purpose. Listen, the purpose that I'm here is not for Mike Thomas. I'm here. You're here to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, today we're talking about, are you convinced? I am convinced because my attitude, my desire is to please him who called me. My desire. Yes. Do that mean I do everything? No. But my aim, Paul said, my aim or my goal is to be pleasing to him. We talked about that a few months ago. My goal is to be pleasing to him. So call us at 336-387-0562 or join us on social media. Let us know. Are you convinced that he who started that work in you, that he's not going to let me go?
No, he will never let you go. One of the reasons why we have to understand about it, I'm convinced that the Lord will never let us go because he fights for us. And the one thing about it is that you said a little while ago, God is never surprised about anything.
Yeah.
So whatever happens in my life, God is in control. And he's sovereign, and he knows the things, and he's not gonna put nothing on us that we cannot bear.
Absolutely,
he's always there to make sure that we're going through the right way. And when we go through the right way, God's our confidence so much in the Lord that the Lord, he's in control. He's never out of control. I don't have to fret, for he's not giving me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. That's why I'm convinced of what the word says, because he said it.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, you can call us at 336-387-0562, or you can join us. Oh, Dr. Rita, God bless you, woman of God. Dr. Rita, all the way from Ghana. Court Feridia, God, God bless you. Good to see you. God bless you. Let's go to the lines. We have Sister Cora. God bless you, woman of God. I'm just praying for you, Sister Cora. Good to hear from you. How you doing?
Doing well, Bishop Thomas and Bishop George. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much for this subject. It has me kind of chuckling here today. I am convinced. I am persuaded because I know that his mercy endures forever. Yes. God is so good. There's a witness in us. The Holy Spirit speaks and corrects us and keeps us coming back to the throne of grace. Mm-hmm. And so it's so funny. My phone was blowing up around 10:30 this morning from folks in New York and New Jersey. And they were calling and texting and saying they had an earthquake.
Wow.
I had text messages from high school students who were shook up, and they wanted to know if I was still here and if the rapture had taken place. And I said, my answer was, soon and very soon, you know, so it's not for me. It's not a perfect life.
Right.
I am saved. I'm being saved.
Absolutely.
I shall be saved.
Absolutely.
But it just felt good that people were trying to check to see who's still here.
Yeah. And they knew who was saved, Sister Cora.
Yes. So I'd just like to read Philippians 1:6 out of the Message Bible.
Yes.
There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep it at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears.
Wow.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Corey. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. Let's go back to the lines. We have Elder McQueen from Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
God bless you, man of God. Are you convinced?
I certainly am, my three Hebrew men of God.
God bless you, sir.
I can't help but be convinced, man. That's a great outpouring, my brothers, of the Holy Spirit manifested all throughout the earth.
Yeah.
Now, we both know what sin abounds. Grace does much more ground.
Absolutely.
Check this out, my brothers. Now, we just come through March, the miraculous month of miracles. Mm-hmm. It ain't no more March madness. I don't care what the ACC saying, basketball tournament. I don't care what the car dealer saying. Ain't nothing God made mad. When God made the devil, he wasn't even mad. Think about it.
Absolutely.
He was good.
Absolutely.
So we just come through March, the miraculous month of miracles, and we smack up in awesome April. But guess what? God's still manifesting miracles. The Holy Spirit, it's not the days of old. The Holy Spirit is moving by his power. See, I can declare that because I was born in March. March the 8th was my 31st wedding anniversary and my 60-year birthday. I got married on my birthday 31 years ago, and I'm 60 today. I was 29 then. God done miracles. I'm alive. I'm supposed to be dead. I got 10 times I can tell you how I should have been dead. But I should have been dead, and I'm still here to declare miracles right along with y'all, the Hebrew men. Y'all doing a great work, man. I'm excited about the work of the Holy Spirit because I couldn't talk like this, boldly like this, without the power of the Holy Spirit. I ain't no lying wonders, saints. Miracles. I want y'all to grab a hold to your miracle. Yeah. You need a miracle? I'm decreeing and declaring. I've been healed from cancer. I supposed to have been killed. I was shot at point-blank range twice. I was shot at when I was downrange in the Marine Corps. I should have been dead when I done some smoking, some marijuana a long time ago, and it was laced, and I'm still here. I supposed to have been dead. A white man tried to abduct me one time when I was a little boy.
Wow.
I supposed to have been dead. I drank some Clorox as a little kid. My mother rushed me to the hospital. Wow. I'm telling you, I can go on, but I'm just trying to get the sign out and the word out that the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is in full operation today.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Don't get discouraged, saints, and have y'all most productive weekend ever from Elder Anthony Real McQueen shouting all the way to heaven. I love y'all, brothers. Y'all doing the good work, and peace.
God bless you, Elder McQueen. God bless you. Amen. You know, that's one of the ways you can be convinced. I can be convinced of what God has done and what God is doing. Sister Jordan says, happy anniversary, Sister Loretta and Brother Anthony McQueen. I love you both. God bless you. And again, what a joy it is to know, you know, God is there. That's why I'm convinced. I'm convinced that God is who he say he is. You know why? Because of my journey in life, my yes. journey with him has been not a journey without problems, trials, and tribulations. You know that. I have to say that because there are times when people listen and they see the ministry that God's entrusted to me. I think there are times people think that I've not been through it. The reason I can tell you who God is and I can tell you some things about him is because of what I've been through, that he's never left me. As Elder McQueen was just saying, he's a miracle-working God. I mean, I could tell you when there's challenges in my life, in my body, that the doctors, one time about heart, and they said, you know, my heart was deteriorating, that, you know, God healed me. And I'm just saying that there are, it's a progressive work of the Holy Spirit has done. So I'm convinced that God, who started this work, and Mike Thomas, and put your name there, he's able to bring it to pass. Let me go back to social media. Sister Kim Smith says, yes, indeed, I'm convinced that my God is still working on me and in me to do the work of ministry in Jesus' name. And you got to be convinced of that. With all your mistakes and trials and tribulations and all the stuff that have come in and through your life, you know, there are things in my life, as Elder McQueen said, I could have destroyed me. There's times when my life could have been taken away. But thanks be unto God, his goodness, his mercy, his loving kindness, that he says, Lord, I started this work in this boy. And I got talking about me. I started this work. He can call me a boy. I'm his son. I'm his child. But he started this work and he will bring it to completion.
You know, it's a wonderful thing when you understand, when you start looking back over your life, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not be here today. And when you think about it, can't nobody do us like Jesus. And he keeps us. And, you know, and we were saying earlier, one of the most powerful things, that if we allow the Holy Spirit to work, he continues to renew our minds. Because so many things are going on in our society that's so negative. But when you can have the Holy Spirit renew your mind through the word, it gives you that confidence to know that God is in our lives and he'll never get out of our lives. So we got to hang in there and let him know that even through any situation that comes in our lives, we have the greater one on the inside of us, more than the one in the world. The devil can holler all he wants, but I am convinced that my God is greater than any devil can do to us. Wow. And I want y'all to know that, because he's real. The Lord is real, and he's able to take us through anything. And I'm convinced of this, that one day with Jesus is just one day with Jesus is 1,000 years. I'm looking forward to that. I'm glad right now that I'm in a position where the Lord is in my life, that I can help someone else come to Jesus.
Amen. Of course, Sister Jordan says, I'm so grateful God is long-suffering. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to say, you know, you got to be convinced. You got to be convinced that God is going to take care of you. You got to be convinced that he's a Jehovah Jireh. Those of you that are going through different parts of life, maybe sickness or financial challenges or problems or trials, whatever it may be, you got to be convinced that God is with you.
Yes.
And that he will bring you through. You know, he's not going to take us out of everything. There are some things that you just got to go through.
Amen.
I've learned that God is a way maker because I've been through some things that I needed God to make a way. I'm convinced that he is a provider. Why? Because there are times in my life that I didn't have all the things that I wanted to have, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm convinced that God will take care of you. You know, we should sing a song, Be Not Dismayed, whatever be tied, God will take care of you. And so you need to be convinced of that. You need to be, I'm just looking at Dr. Rita in Ghana. You know, God just, got word of a promotion she just got. And, you know, wherever you are, it doesn't matter wherever you are in the world, there are people that are listening to us around the world.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, God is the same God. You said it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And listen, if God was good yesterday, he's good today.
Amen.
And if God's good today, he'll be good tomorrow. And if God is good tomorrow, he'll be good for the next 5 million years. He's, you know, he's the same yesterday. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so you can be convinced that he started this work and that he's working on you. Let him do the work.
He,
I mean, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's tough. But I'm telling you, he who started this work will bring it to completion. So for that, I'm very thankful. I'm thankful to all of you that are listening and that you're born again. If you're not born again, listen, you can start this journey today. I don't know how long it would take, but when it starts, the journey begins with you, with me surrendering my life to Jesus Christ. I often go back. I guess people are tired of that, but that was the beginning. I started living spiritually in 1974 when I went to that little small church in San Antonio, Texas, and surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That night, my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that night God started the work on me that I'm convinced that he will perform it or he will complete it. Brother Ronnie P. Warren says, yes, I am convinced in my faith in God, even as I have been waiting for years on his promises to come to pass in my life. And you know what? That's true. I was just thinking about Abraham just recently, and that Abraham, 25 years, Abraham waited on the promises of God. And sometimes God just have to wait that until we, you know, we don't have no more strength. You know, Abraham is 100 years old, and then that baby come forth. And I think sometimes God says, you know what, I got to wait so you don't think you did it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I give all the glory. That's why I give all the praise. That's why I don't get beside myself. I don't boast in my education, even though I may have some education. I don't boast in that. I boast in God. I boast in the goodness, the mercy, the love, the grace of God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, you cannot take credit for it. You just listen. It's God's favor. It's God's love. It's God's kindness. When God opens up doors, I thank him for it. When God closes doors, I thank him for it. When God provides, I thank him for it. When God stops the door and say, not yet, I thank him for it. Why? Because he knows what's best for me.
Yes.
He knows what's best for you. And so just begin to bless him and praise him, whatever has gone on, whether good, bad, and ugly. Just know that he has your best interest at heart.
See, when you're convinced that the Lord is with us and he never leaves us, you'll always be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning each one of us. One thing about it is that even in bad times, I thank you, Lord. Even in good times, I thank you, Lord. That's one of the things that we need to understand, because when you start thanking the Lord for the good and the bad, you know you have, and the reason why you can do that is because you have confidence that God's going to work it out. You have this confidence and assurance that the Lord is working behind the scene.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is doing what he needs to be done in our lives to complete what he started in us. I am convinced. Whatever happens, God is going to do he's going to do the finished work in us. And when it's all over, we're going to see Jesus face to face.
You know, there's a word that Sister Cora uses, persuaded.
And
I think there's another, you know, I'm not only convinced, but I'm persuaded that what God has started, he will bring it to pass. And, you know, I'm so thankful to God that I'm one of those. And you know what? If you're saved, you're born again, you should be thankful. No matter where you are, that God, no, you know, God selected you. I love that scripture in Ephesians, the first chapter. It says, before the foundation of the world, God chose me. God chose you. And I know sometimes life is hard and sometimes life is difficult. That's part of it. But I'm glad to be in this life. I'm glad that God chose me to be a vehicle that would bring glory and honor to him. I am glad that God saved this country, boy. I am glad. You know, I was just thinking about this, Bishop, the other day. I get the privilege to travel around the world. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I get a chance to go into cultures and places and meet wonderful people that love the Lord. I mean, it's just amazing that this little country boy who was born in a very poor family, my mother, my father, you know, it's just amazing that what God, if you would allow him, and there are some promises, as I think Brother Warren just said, that, you know, there are some things I'm still waiting on. However, I'm enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
I've just gone through the book of Ecclesiastes, and one of the things I got out of that book was that Solomon talked about how short life is and that you should enjoy the journey. And so some of you are not enjoying the journey. You're too busy looking at the trials and tribulations, but looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith. I'm going to look to him who started this work. He's the one that saved me. He's the one that drew me. He's the one by his Holy Spirit that told me that I need to be saved. So I am convinced that he who could draw this country boy from out of the country into his marvelous light. And I am so grateful and thankful. I'm thankful to God for you. I'm thankful that you would be convinced that he started this work. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining Pastor Michael Thomas for What's the Answer, a live call-in talk show. What's the Answer? Every Friday from 11 till 12 on this station.